We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Virtuous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista and channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Paraguay and Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguirre, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Corée, channel 27 on Corée Video Cable. In Santani Tapiraquai, channel 30. And in Hoqueta, channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Sudu del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, channel 40, formerly 24 in Lambay, and Envoi on Seatsat, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Ernadet City, channel Z26 on Alhar Tinga Cable TV, and channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Swatar Selink Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahul Ul Province, channel 8 on the Han Broadcasting System. In Alhar, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotu, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neo Sadra TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Kwan U Cable, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 108 on Senhe Cable TV, Yongcha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV, in Goshen County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV, in Kualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV, in Kualien Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, in Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, in Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tungtai Cable TV, in Cha'i County, Channel 97 on Goshen Cable TV, and in Cha City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows currently. Up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, China donates more than $7 million to Kenya. In community news, a United Kingdom town considers growing edible vegetables on its main streets. In veg news, an American plant-based recipe book author gives tips on transitioning to the cruelty-free diet. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 18th, is the National Day of the Gambia, celebrating her attainment of sovereignty in 1965. Adjacent to the North Atlantic Ocean and Senegal in West Africa, the Gambia is home to the River Gambia National Park, which is made up of five islands. They include ecosystems such as lush rainforests, savannas, and mangrove marshes. It is a refuge for hippopotamuses and contains the Chimpanzee Rehabilitation Project to assist orphan chimps. In addition, over 500 species of birds live in the nation. May the nature-loving people of the Gambia have a marvelous National Day.
Fly News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. The 7.0 earthquake on January the 12th left over 200,000 perished, 300,000 wounded, and more than 1 million people without their homes. With April marking the start of the nation's rainy season, finding waterproof tents for the survivors is now a priority, one that our association's relief team is delivering upon Supreme Master Qinghai's earlier request.
Tout le monde cherche des tentes pour amener Haïti.
Mais d'abord, merci. Merci.
Since the catastrophe, Supreme Master Qinghai has been closely following the situation, having donated $60,000 while asking our association members, especially those with medical and surgical expertise, to go and help.
1 month later, the need is still immense, and our association's relief team has been constantly renewing its doctors, nurses, and other professionals, with newest additions who just arrived from New Zealand, Formosa, or Taiwan, and South Korea. Most team members covered their own travel expenses, along with donations from our worldwide association members. The combined $356,000 contribution thus far could obtain $12.7 million in supplies in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living.
While visiting some of the most impoverished neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince to assess the scope of the need for tents, our association's relief team also delivered aid to several orphanages, one of which had been struggling to serve 270 orphans and disadvantaged children daily since the temblor.
We are the, only to accept them, to give them food every day. Then you are coming to help us, to give food.
In addition to supplying nutritious vegan fare, the relief team distributed toys and played with the children to help brighten their days.
Master Qinghai, thank you for everything. Thank you for her solidarity.
Meanwhile, the relief team members continue to treat patients and cook meals for both staff and patients seeking help at the Adventist Hospital in Carrefour. In addition, when various medical volunteer groups embark to treat victims in remote areas, our association's relief team has been contributing large quantities of essential supplies. These include much-needed pain medication, which was purchased per the request of Supreme Master Ching Hai.
We're now in a second village. We've driven for about a half an hour, and in a team of five physicians with interpreters have been setting up kind of a makeshift mobile clinic here to take care of men and women that are in this village that have not seen any doctor probably since the earthquake happened. But every single doctor that comes here and volunteers carries as much medicine and medical equipment supply that they can take with them. Association members that also part of the medical staff have also brought lots of boxes of over-the-counter painkiller, vitamins and antibiotics.
And we just really thank donations like yours and other NGOs and the military for coming to help, because if it weren't for volunteers, none of this could happen.
And much of our medicine will be able to assist those people in the villages and in the mountain areas that have not been seeing and receiving care.
The struggles are daily, but it's balanced with hope, with a lot of prayer, with goodness and love.
Reporting for Supreme Master Television in Haiti.
Our appreciation, governments, organizations, and individuals who continue to assist the Haitian people. We are also thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her concern and unconditional support, and to our association members for their contributions. We pray for Haiti's recovery and wellness, and that the planet's atmosphere is restored through our own more considerate lifestyles.
Italy hit by landslides. Following torrential rains, over 100 landslides have occurred in the southernmost Calabria region. An entire hillside came down in the municipality of Mairato, prompting officials to evacuate some 2,300 residents to the neighboring city of Vibo Valentia.
Towns around Cosenza have also been evacuated due to the collapse of water main from flooding. Meanwhile, on the neighboring island of Sicily, a state of emergency was declared after a landslide caused serious damage to roads, homes, schools, and the local church in San Fratello. Some 2,000 people were evacuated, as Sicily's president, Raffaele Lombardo, said, "The catastrophe is of unimaginable proportions. There have fortunately been no reports of casualties in either region."
Sending her heartfelt prayers to the Italian people, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members go and help those in need, saying that financial assistance is available as necessary.
"We are grateful, Calabrian and Sicilian officials and personnel, for your helpful efforts to ensure the safety of those affected. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her care extended to the vulnerable. May the world soon be freed of such potential dangers as more people strive for kinder earth-harmonizing ways."
Rains caused distress in Argentina. Heavy rains and thunderstorms affected the central province of Cordoba, with two traveled-related deaths and one child missing after she was swept away in the overflowing waters of the Sequoia River. Fell trees and flooded streets in the city of Cordoba also caused tens of cars to be stranded.
However, head of civil defense Diego Concha affirmed that no evacuations had been necessary and that the province had sustained no significant damage. In neighboring Buenos Aires province, the capital city was also deluged by 2 days of rain, with some streets that became submerged and damaged to local businesses. "Our hearts are saddened to hear of the lives lost, and we pray for the safe recovery of the missing girl. May humanity's gentler deeds help stabilize all lives."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
Arab members of parliament visit Gaza. Prominent Omani Parliament member Salem bin Ali Al-Kabi led a delegation of Arab parliamentarians from 11 nations to Gaza, Palestine, as a demonstration of solidarity with the Palestinian people, as well as encouragement for reunification of the Palestinian groups.
A declaration made by the group stated, "We came to represent the Arab Parliament and the Arab nation. We came, 22 deputies who represent the Arab nation from the Atlantic Ocean to the Persian Gulf as a united nation. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellencies, for your caring actions. Blessed be such endeavors in bringing peace amongst all Palestinians and throughout the Middle East."
A closer look at the suffering caused by tail docking. The recent release of an undercover video has called attention to animal welfare and cruelties practiced by the meat and dairy industry. Filmed at a dairy farm in New York, USA, the video shows a worker cutting off a calf's tail as the agonized animal struggles frantically to escape. The practice, known as tail docking, is implemented by some farmers as a way to prevent the animal from slinging manure. It is usually done without anesthesia, using either scissors or a tight rubber band to stop blood flow, after which the tail dies and falls off. The video prompted New York Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal to introduce a measure that would ban tail docking. "We are saddened at such brutal treatment of the gentle cows and thank Assemblywoman Rosenthal for this measure to abolish such horrific practices. Let us all adopt the life-sparing plant-based diet for the benefit of both our physical and moral well-being."
Animal products increase risk of diabetes. U.S. and Canadian researchers have found people with higher levels of toxicity from persistent organic pollutants, or POPs, are 38 times more likely to be diagnosed with diabetes. Moreover, a recent study published in the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health has found that POPs are most prevalent in animal products.
With more than 90% of the pollutants known as dioxins coming from consumption of meat, dairy, fish, and eggs, researcher Dr. David O. Carpenter stated, "The reason most people get obese is that they eat too many animal fats, and this is where the POPs are." Moreover, vegans are noted to have the lowest levels of POPs. In a related 10-year study with 38,000 participants conducted in the Netherlands, diets high in animal protein, including dairy products, were found to increase the risk of type 2 diabetes. This study also revealed that vegetable protein alone was not related to the condition.
Our appreciation, Dr. Carpenter, and all international scientists for helping us understand the critical link between animal products and this debilitating condition. May we protect our loved ones from this and other diseases with a healthful, organic, vegan diet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
United Arab Emirates honors 9 extraordinary citizens. In recognition of their many contributions to society and people's quality of life, 9 individuals were presented with the United Arab Emirates' highest civilian honor, the Abu Dhabi Award, at the Emirates Palace on Sunday, February the 14th. Among those honored were Mauritian-born Mrs. Lebon Hunosami, founder of the Goodheart Foundation, as well as co-founder of NATAM, a group that encourages social responsibility. She and the eight other awardees were personally congratulated by His Highness General Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, who wished them the best in their selfless endeavors. We join in lauding the nine honorees of the 2009 Abu Dhabi Awards. May your magnanimous actions continue to inspire and uplift many others in the United Arab Emirates and beyond.
3-year-old risks life to save brother. Little Megan Mandinkos of Brisbane, Australia, did not think twice when she saw her 6-year-old brother Daniel slide into the deep water in the family pool. Even though Daniel is older, he suffers from intellectual disabilities that impair his ability to swim well. However, upon seeing her brother's predicament, Megan yelled his name and immediately jumped in to save him, having learned to swim already in classes for toddlers. Fortunately, their mother, Mrs. Cullen Mandinkos, was also watching from the patio and ran to pull them both safely out of the water, later saying how proud she was of her daughter's actions. We are touched by your unhesitating love and devotion, young Megan. Heaven bless you and your family with many cherished moments of joy and happiness.
Save our planet. Urban dwellers, meat consumption among the factors of increasing deforestation. In a study published in the journal Nature Geoscience, US-based lead author Dr. Ruth DeFries discovered that along with an increased move to cities has been a rise in the clearing of forests. This observation reverses previously held beliefs that fast-growing urbanization and technological efficiencies might slow or even reverse such deforestation. Moreover, the research found that the trees' decline is due in part to the tendency of city dwellers to eat more animal products and processed foods. Dr. DeFries stated, "One line of thinking was that concentrating people in cities would leave a lot more room for nature, but those people in cities and the rest of the world need to be fed. That creates a demand for industrial-scale clearing."
Some of the nations most affected by the immense land clearing needed for livestock and related products include Brazil, Paraguay, Indonesia, and Cambodia. Related research has found that in Brazil alone, more than 80% of the deforested regions are occupied by cattle or crops grown for animal feed.
Our sincere appreciation, Dr. DeFries and colleagues, for your work in documenting further the immense eco-damage created by meat consumption. May such findings hasten our actions toward life-giving plant-based fare to save our Earth.
Highlighting, as on previous occasions, the preciousness of our planet's biodiversity, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed once more the need to halt the destructive tolls of the livestock industry during an October 2009 video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan.
Right now, one-third of the entire Earth's land surface is used either for grazing animals or growing feed for the animals, not for humans. We humans use very little of this agriculture section. This is a devastating way to make a cheap profit at the cost of our planet's and our people's survival. We are eating our planet by consuming meat. So without the needless animal industry, not only we will gain forests, we can also have organic vegan farmlands to grow real decent food for humans. And like the forest, these farmlands can also absorb a lot of heat from the atmosphere. And a global shift to organic vegan practices could mean 40% of all greenhouse gases absorbed as well, apart from the 50%+ that we eliminate through the terminating of the animals' grazing practice.
Save our planet. South African Minister for Water and Environmental Affairs, Buyewa Sonjikar, and Australian Trade Minister, Simon Crean, sign a letter of intent renewing their joint pledge to address climate change and preserve biodiversity.
Save our planet. The U.S. government creates the Climate Service Agency along with a website at www.climate.gov to provide data and resources that can aid in the shift to eco-friendly lifestyles and a green economy.
Save Our Planet. Uruguay designates San Miguel National Park as her sixth officially protected area to conserve the region's national plains, lagoons, rocky sierras, and mountains that are home to an abundance of flora and fauna.
Marvel the Monkey, and I'm following an animal-free diet. I would like to share a friendship tip. Help bring cheer to that special elderly individual in your neighborhood by dropping in for a visit. A short chat with someone who cares can do wonders for a person's day. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
News, China donates more than $7 million to Kenya. The grant will be used to promote development endeavors. The Chinese government has also committed to provide Africa with $10 billion in concessional loans over a three-year period. Furthermore, China plans to help Africa enhance green energy sources, adapt to climate change, and expand market access for trade products. Our sincere thanks, China, for your generous support. May the great continent of Africa shine forth in all brilliance on a long-lasting planet.
In community news, a United Kingdom town considers growing edible crops on its main streets. The Lancaster town of Clitheroe is thinking about planting practical vegetables which passers-by will be able to pick and eat. According to Councillor Miss Rose Connor, the idea is to encourage people to use sustainable, locally produced food. She said, "We need to move towards that sort of economy, taking responsibility as individuals for our own food production." Bravo, Miss Rose Connor and Clitheroe, on your forward-thinking proposal. May all people discover the joy of growing and eating nourishing plant-based foods. Coming up, a vegan cookbook author gives practical tips on transitioning to the plant-based diet. We'll take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. More hopeful news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, high thinking news for a more civilized world. In Veg News, a cookbook author gives tips about transitioning to the plant-based diet. American Miss Colleen Patrick Codrow, who has written The Joy of Vegan Baking and The Vegan Table, encourages individuals planning to adopt the animal-free diet to experiment with new foods. For example, instead of dairy-laden parmesan cheese on pasta, she suggests blending pine nuts with a little salt added. Miss Patrick Codrow also recommends slicing vegetables and leaving them in the fridge. Then when you want to prepare a meal or have a snack, your favourite raw vegetable is conveniently available. Miss Patrick Codrow is the founder of Compassionate Cooks, www.compassionatecooks.com, which is dedicated to sharing resources to enable people to make informed food choices. Our heartfelt appreciation and God bless you, Miss Colleen Patrick Codrow, for your care and valuable information. May we soon see a kind vegan world. Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, Preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating: infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Tui entitled Owusu's Announcement.
Wopon asori kwesi ara no pa no. Mbofri mi na abofra Owusu di tu ni maami enim se. Ma, me pese mi yo sofo se mi nyina. Yep ni so ni maami bua. Na die na ma Owusu be yo sofo yi. Owusu bua. Mekwa asori kwesi ara. Na me hwa e be ni je pa se me gino no matia tiem sinse metna ho din ni meti.
And now for our viewers' heartline about our Stop Animal Cruelty series airing on Animal World, our co-inhabitants, every Tuesday.
How can people be so cruel? How can anybody do such a thing? Poor animals. Toy from Netherlands.
Compassionate Toy. It seems beyond imagination that anyone could be so utterly cruel, yet it is happening. We must stop eating, using, or torturing the innocent animals. Please help share this information with as many people as you can. Materials can be downloaded free of charge from suprememastertv.com/stopanimalcruelty. With God's blessings to you and the kind people of the Netherlands.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May our world be blessed with friendship and goodwill among all beings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Georgian Foreign Minister Grigol Fashadze meets with Portuguese leaders to discuss deepening bilateral relations in fields such as culture and trade.
With both India and Pakistan facing water scarcity, Indus River Water commissioners from both countries sign a memorandum for joint inspection of dams to help resolve shortages.
Danish researchers analyzing the DNA of hair preserved in Greenland's permafrost discover that it belonged to a person of the Sakwa culture living 4,000 years ago who was likely of Siberian descent.
Argentinian President Cristina Fernandez announces an increase in the nation's retirement payments and pensions.
The Burmese government announces plans to launch a new English language channel, Myanmar International, to inform the global community of the country's trends, national beauty, and current events.
10 university students from the United Arab Emirates volunteering for Habitat for Humanity complete the construction of a 3-bedroom home for a less fortunate family in Kenya.
Humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders has begun providing free medical services in the Amran province of Yemen and is working to further extend its activities in the region.
American Jeff Ondash sets a new world record by giving 7,777 hugs in 24 hours on Valentine's Day as part of a benefit for the American Heart Association during American Heart Month.
Members of the Palestinian People's Party celebrate the 28th anniversary of their refounding through peaceful rallies and a call for ending division and restoring national unity.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.